We were living in a foreclosed house with an alcoholic and a drug user.
A young mom's dark beginnings.
He didn't leave you, you left him.
He told me he didn't want to live with me anymore, and he said he was going to put me and our three-week-old daughter in either a shelter or Section 8 housing.
With a man.
How old are you?
44.
Old enough to be her dad.
How old is she?
23.
Ridiculous.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Nicole Gower is suing the father of her daughter, Billy Tierney, for the return of property left behind when she moved out and for his share of their daughter's medical bills.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 274 on the calendar, the matter of Gower versus Tierney. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Miss Gower, you and Mr. Tierney have a child together. You claim that he owes you some money. Really not money. You want the baby's clothes and some of the things that you left behind when you left and took the baby with you. You went home. You live in Missouri?
Yes.
And Mr. Tierney says that you drained a bank account when you left. He's working. He has five other children that he's also responsible for, and he can't send the stuff. Now, you were living where, sir?
Texas.
So the two of you were living in Texas?
Correct.
You left?
Correct.
What date?
July the 6th, 2012.
Did you leave in a hurry?
Yes.
Why?
I was afraid that I was going to lose my daughter if I stayed with him.
Does that mean?
We were living in a foreclosed house with an alcoholic and a drug user who was about to have to register as a sex offender. I didn't have any family or friends down there to live with, and every time I spoke with him about it, it was met with nothing except empty promises. And
was he working?
Yes.
Were you working?
No.
Why didn't you get a job?
He told me I didn't have to work.
Well, of course you had to work. I mean, what do you mean he told you you didn't have to work?
He told me he would support me while I was pregnant and until our daughter was 6 months old.
Well, that's fine, but if you didn't like where you were living, Miss Gower, and you were living in a place that you thought was unseemly to raise a child, why didn't you put your child in daycare and get a job so that you could live in a better place?
I looked for an apartment in Dallas, and it was too expensive. There was no way that, with my skills, that I could get a job where I could support myself and my daughter.
I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about the two of you move out of a house that I assume was cheap to live in.
It was free.
Or free. How is it free?
It wasn't free. She just never had to pay any of the rent or pay any of the bills, so it was free to her.
Who paid the rent?
I did, and James did, which was our roommate.
How much rent did you pay?
I paid $100 a week.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Tierney?
I do security consulting.
What does that mean?
I install security cameras, burglar alarms. I was working for my roommate, James, but he passed away 5 weeks after Nicole left. So he was not only our roommate, but he was also my employer.
Did he pay you in check or cash?
He paid me directly into our bank account.
Did he pay you in check
cash.
Or cash?
Cash.
Where are your other five children?
My oldest son is in Afghanistan. They're spread out. They're older children. This is my youngest of the other five.
How old is she?
She's 17.
Did you pay regular child support for your other children?
For my older children, yes.
What about for your younger children?
I was always with them until just a few years ago.
Well, when you left just a few years ago, did you pay child support for them?
No. Allison's the only person that I support of my other children.
I want to know how many biological
children. I have three biological children. Four now.
What do you think he owes you? You left. There was no great event when you left. You just left.
Yeah.
And how did you get home?
I took an airplane.
How did you pay for the airplane ticket?
With my debit card.
And the debit card was from a bank account?
Correct.
And you weren't working?
Correct.
So the money that was in the bank account belonged to Mr. Tierney?
Incorrect.
Where did it come from?
It came from him to support our daughter.
No. No. When you're married and you put money together, then courts deal with that. But if he puts money into a bank account and gives you a debit card, that doesn't make it your money.
His name was nowhere on the account.
His name was nowhere on the account because he's got people looking for him for probably back child support.
Yes, that is correct.
See how smart you are? I don't know what you want. You took out the money from his bank account. You knew why it was in your name. You knew why it was that he couldn't have his name on the accounts. You bought a plane ticket. You went home. So what do you want from him?
He has said multiple times that he would send our daughter her things, and there's a medical bill.
He's not sending your daughter things. You don't even want her things anymore because you said you had to go out and buy her things, so you want him to give you money.
Correct.
That's not happening. What's next?
There's a medical bill for her.
Take him to family court.
They won't cover this.
Take him to family court. Don't tell me what they don't cover. Family court covers medical bills. They determine who it is that is responsible to pay support. They make a support order, and the support order also determines who is supposed to cover the child medically, who is supposed to pay for any unreimbursed medical care that the child has. Listen, you picked him. If he was a deadbeat to his other children, and you decided to make a baby with him and move from Missouri to Texas to where he was living, you decided to do that. He's not going to change. He's done. Now it's time for you to say, I have to make a life for myself. I have to go out and get a job. You working now?
I'm looking for a job.
The answer is no.
No.
So you're not working now. Nobody's going to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself. And if you made a baby and took the baby back to Missouri, I assume this is your mother?
Yes.
Well, is anything that I say incorrect?
No, Your Honor.
No. Now, he's done. But you knew what you were getting yourself into. He's not going to give you $2,000 for baby furniture that he didn't ship for you, that you went and replaced when you moved back with your mother. He's not going to do that. It's unreasonable. Buy a bus ticket and send the stuff back yourself instead of going by plane.
I didn't have that choice. I just had a C-section and I couldn't move furniture. I'd had a C-section.
You don't have to move furniture. Nobody's asking you to move furniture.
That's what was left at his house.
Nobody's asking you to move furniture. Instead of buying an airplane ticket, buy a bus ticket, which is a lot cheaper, and have the furniture sent. You don't have to do it. I'm not suggesting that you pick up the furniture and move. I mean, if your mother went out and bought the baby a new crib and a new tub, and you already had that stuff, what do you want him to do? He didn't leave you. You left him.
He didn't give me a choice. He told me he didn't want to live with me anymore, and he said he was going to put me and our three-week-old daughter in either a shelter or Section 8 housing down in Dallas, where I didn't have any friends, family, support, or anything.
Who did you have before?
My mother and my family.
In Missouri?
A very large family, yes.
In Missouri?
I met him in Missouri.
You moved with him to Texas.
I was supposed to be visiting in Texas. I was not supposed to move there, and then I got pregnant. So I stayed.
You better find something to do with your life. He's a cook deal. Now, you have some sort of ridiculous counterclaim, and I have 30 seconds to hear it.
I was just suing to get the money back that she had taken out of the account, and she has not allowed me to see.
Okay, so let's deal with that first.
Okay.
You put the money in a bank account that's in her name.
Right.
That's in her name because you're trying to avoid your responsibility to pay money that you probably owe to the mothers of some or all of your children because somebody's looking for you. Somebody's looking for you for a bank account to get
hold
of money.
No, I have a couple of bank accounts that had been overdrawn, and so I had
whatever
credits.
It is, sir.
Okay.
There's an illegal reason why you were taking
right.
your money and putting it in her name, in her bank account. And if you think courts are in business to help
right.
you under those circumstances, they're not. So she's not giving you back any money.
Okay, well, she's also refused to let me see the baby. I haven't seen the baby since it was 3 weeks old. I made the agreement to come here because she said once we got here, you'd be able to spend some time with the baby, and I have yet to see my daughter.
I have no jurisdiction
right.
as a small claims arbitrator
right.
to order you to see your daughter now. If she wants to be a nice lady, then she'll let you see your daughter. If she doesn't want to be a nice lady, then she won't. But let me tell you what will happen. When you ultimately go to court and the family court judge says, well, young lady, did you let him see the baby because you were both in California and you did in fact move to Texas and Texas was in fact the child's home state and you removed the child from the child's home state, Texas, unceremoniously to Missouri. And if he had an opportunity to see her for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes and you denied him that opportunity, that makes you not a nice lady. And I'm going to take that into consideration when I'm going to figure out what he's going to pay in child support, if anything. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What else do you want?
Just the pain and suffering of not having my life and family pulled out.
Do you have any idea how sick I am today? It is only because I have a bad cough and a miserable, miserable cold that I'm being as calm as I am.
And later today,
we took off from the club. Minutes down the road, she gassed it and smashed us into a curb, which made us sideswipe a telephone pole. And by breaking the tie rod, we stopped the complete car. The car wouldn't move.
And you think that she's totally responsible for that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nicole Gower says the father of her daughter, Billy Tierney, owes for the return of property and medical bills.
Now, what else do you want?
Just the pain and suffering of not having my life and family pulled out.
Do you have any idea how sick I am today? I'm on my third day of antibiotics. I have a terrible cough. It is only because I have a bad cough and a miserable, miserable cold that I'm being as calm as I am. You've made a lot of children. You don't make a lot of money. How old are you?
44.
How old is she?
23.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, for her, it's ridiculous. For you, it's kind of, you know, not so ridiculous. All I can suggest is this to you, sir. You were smart enough and old enough to know that you couldn't feed, nourish, parent any child. Because you had some, but you haven't been seeing them. So you took a 22-year-old girl who has no brains because she knew what your history was, but she's a kid. She's the same age as your daughter. I just want you to think about that. She shouldn't owe you anything. Take him to family court, get a support order. You're not going to be able to enforce it because he's slick. He really knows how to avoid that, as you know, because you were a co-conspirator in that, right? With your little debit card, right?
That was originally made for my, because I was working, so that was originally made because the first two deposits in it were my paychecks.
You just told me that the reason it was in your name was because he owed back child support no more than 6 minutes ago. Do you want me to play back the tape?
Right, that's why he was putting money into it.
That's right. Okay, so you were a co-conspirator in that. So the likelihood of you collecting child support from him is little to none. And I wouldn't spend my life chasing it, but I would spend the rest of my life, especially the next few years, and saying, you know, what's your first name?
Nicole.
Nicole, I better put a period at being stupid. I did one stupid thing. You got a nice child out of it, but I'm not going to do another stupid thing. Now I'm going to be smart, because now you're home. You live with your mother?
Yes.
Does she have any other babies in the house?
No.
No. You're going to go to work and you're going to say to your mother, would you take care of the baby so I can go to work? Would you do this so I can go to work? I want to go back to school. She doesn't want to do that anymore. She was done with that.
When I get back, I'm going back to school.
Great.
And I have daycare set up and all that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Go back to school and get a job. You know you can go to school and work at the same time?
Yes.
I did.
That was what I'm planning on.
Well, you know, stop making bigger plans. It's time. Time to get moving. Goodbye.
If I deserve excuse, you may step out.
He should probably not co-create children anymore.
No matter what she says, she has refused to let me see my daughter since she left.
If he's not going to support our daughter, then he does not need to be in her life.
I've tried to go see the baby. I've tried to send her money. She's not interested in anything but drama.
You just gotta move on and stay strong for your baby.
Just trying to grow your own age.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Grushewski versus Murray. Step forward.
23-year-old Stephanie Grushewski is suing her former friend, 23-year-old Sasha Murray, for totaling her car after a night of drinking at a club.
Ms. Grushewski, it is your claim that the defendant drove your car with you in it and had an accident. You want her to pay for it?
Yes.
Ms. Murray's defense is that she wasn't driving, that you were driving the car, you had the accident, you were the one who was drunk.
Okay.
Give me the date of the accident.
April 27th.
You went to a club?
Yes.
Who went to the club?
Me, Sasha, and our friend Jordan.
Who drove?
Sasha.
Whose car did she drive?
Mine.
She drove to the club in your car.
I drove to the club. She
That's
drove
what
home.
I'm asking you. Who drove to the club?
I drove to the club, sorry.
You picked everyone up?
No, we met at Sasha's.
What time did you get to the club?
10:30, 11.
Who was supposed to be the designated driver?
We didn't really have one.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah, I know.
So everybody was drinking?
Yeah.
You were drinking?
Well, I was drinking. I know that I was, yeah.
Jordan was drinking?
Yeah.
And Sasha was drinking?
I wasn't with Sasha in the club, so I can't say that, but honestly, yeah, obviously.
So it's time to go. Tell me your version of what happens.
All right. Well, we got into the club.
What, every time we go in, Sasha goes off and does her own thing.
I don't know. She goes off.
Yeah.
You didn't see
no
her.
Idea.
You were drinking.
We met
you
up
were
at
drinking.
The end.
You had no designated driver. And you said to Sasha what?
That I didn't feel comfortable driving because I drank too much.
And?
She said, I'm fine, I'll drive. So
and?
Her being my friend, I gave her my keys.
And?
We took off from the club. Minutes down the road, she gassed it and smashed us into a curb, which made us sideswipe a telephone pole. And by breaking the tie rod, we stopped the complete car. The car wouldn't move.
And you think that she's totally responsible for that?
I think that was a bad decision on my part.
Ah, right, perfect.
Honestly, but
there we go.
I did think that she should have
help
some consequence.
You.
Yeah, at least help me.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
If I find that she was driving.
Right.
I think that you're the car owner. And you picked everybody up and you didn't make plans with somebody not to drink that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you were making a judgment as the car owner to let somebody else drive.
Yeah.
In a drunken state that you are at least partially responsible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how can you tell whether or not she's been drinking? You're making a judgment to let somebody else drive your car while you're impaired.
Yeah.
That's logical.
That
you got
truthfully.
It. So I
it
think
was a
that,
bad
that's
judgment on my
very
part.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't buy your story. I think that you all left together. You came together, you left together, and everybody was drunk. And once you hit that pole, everybody sobered up real fast and had to figure out a way that somebody wasn't going to get arrested that night.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Stephanie Kraszewski says former friend Sasha Murray totaled her car after a night of drinking at a club. Sasha claims she never got behind the wheel.
Now, let me hear you.
Okay, well, we leave the club. We go outside to the car. I wanted to take a taxi home. Didn't know what we were going to do. Drive. There's no designated driver. We all had been separate the whole night. People had been drinking. Go
Could
to the car.
Could you just tell me what happened?
Okay, she tries to
Put
start the car, and the car doesn't start. Doesn't turn over. So we start fighting, arguing back and forth. Well, how are we going to get home? She doesn't want to leave her car in Providence because you can't. Well, I don't know, gonna get ticket or something. So we're there fighting back and forth. It's cold outside. I want to sit in the car. She says, out of the car. So I try to get my phone, my ID, can't get it. I take a taxi home. I get to my mom's house and I have her pay for
the
taxi because I had, sorry?
What's the name of the taxi company?
I'm not too sure. It was a van.
How did you get them?
I walked down to near 7-Eleven and flagged them down.
You had no money when you got home?
No, I had banged on my mom's door and she had paid for a cab for me. I had no phone, no ID, no nothing on me.
This is your mother?
Yes.
Tell me your last name.
Michelle Lopez.
You remember that night?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
Sasha came to my house. She was all upset, saying that she didn't have her phone, she didn't have her ID. Her and her friends had gotten a fight, and she needed money for a taxi.
Does she live with you?
No.
Well, this was what time in the morning?
I don't know. I was asleep.
And where did she spend the night?
At my house.
Now I'd like to see the police report.
All right.
You see, Miss Lopez, one way or another, she would have had to have taken a cab home. Whether she was driving the car or not, she had to take the cab home. Question is, which one of these two drunks was going to get a DUI?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
Working the ranch leaves my skin dry and warm.
Rehydrate your skin with Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion. 7 intensive moisturizers, healing aloe. Gold Bond Ultimate.
This stuff really works.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I don't buy your story. I think that you all left together. You came together, you left together, and everybody was drunk. And once you hit that pole, everybody sobered up real fast and had to figure out a way that somebody wasn't going to get arrested that night.
We're still in the
parking lot. You took a cab home. Your mother paid for it. I don't know how you got home. Let me see the damage to the car. Because that makes sense to me.
Estimates and stuff. They told me to
your other story
off.
Doesn't make sense to
the
me.
The car was still in the parking lot in the same spot when I had
pictures.
Left. And took
there's
the
pictures
cab home.
In there, yes.
You had a $1,000 deductible.
Yes.
Is that what you had?
Yes.
Oh, this case is very easy. She owes you $500. Okay. The other $500 is yours.
Okay.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $500.
Thank you.
Parties are excused and may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Your bad behavior by having a blackout caused this whole debacle.
I agree with that.
What's next, Miss Nichols?
Next is mental anguish.
Yours or mine?
Next Judge Judy.
I guess it is what it is.
It was fair. 50-50, that's fine. I'll pay the other $500 because I should have had a designated driver.
We did get an argument. Yes, we did.
There was no argument. There was no taxi ride. I have evidence Sasha was driving. She even admitted to it. I
haven't spoken to her since that day.
We'll never be friends again.
Don't call your friends. Drive their cars or try to drive their cars or have a designated driver every week.
Always have a designated driver and get better friends, I guess.